This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sunday night at 8. What a brutal spot. I'm sorry. The Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers at the New England Patriots, first playoff game in a while for the Pats. People pretty excited. I have people who listen to the show know I have a son who's a huge Chargers fan, and he's going with my daughter. I'm trying to figure out how to get there myself. I just hope my son doesn't get, you know, the snot beat out of him by a jacked up and probably inebriated crowd in Foxborough. But the game itself is pretty fascinating for the Pats because in a lot of ways they have a great opportunity here. You got no Kansas City, no Baltimore, you got a lot of momentum. But some people think the team is maybe a little overrated too. So, again, we just BS about it on the morning show. We might as well get to somebody who really knows. Ben Volen. Senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe, joining us here in Brian & Company. Ben, how are you?
I'm sorry. Did you say there's a Chargers fan in Connecticut? How does that happen?
I don't know. Like, what? I don't know what. You know, we grew up. I raised my kids. We lived in Braintree for a number of the Brady years, and in Braintree, Mass. And we're all huge Patriot fans. But I got one son who became a Saints fan, and I got one son who became a Chargers fan. I think it's because he just fell in love with Keenan Allen, and he's taking it from there. But he's 18 now. But I'm worried about him getting the crap beat out of him. I mean, the crowd is, I know, a little more chill than the old days. But I mean, I told him he's got to keep it under his hat.
Yeah, with the price of tickets these days, I don't think anyone wants to get in a fight just to get kicked out and waste all the money that they spent. So
how long you been doing this? You've been doing this a while, correct?
Yeah, this is my 13th season on the Patriots, and I think like 18th season overall in the NFL.
So you had a couple of the good Brady years, so you know you've been around there for the good times and the bad, and there have been mostly bad in the last couple. My question to you, since you have such good context and perspective, is, you know, how good are they? Are they a little overrated? I mean, is Drake May, is he really the next big thing?
Three questions there. They are an excellent team. They are very good. Are they the best in the NFL? You know, I guess we'll see. I do see some areas that are some flaws. You know, the defense has been struggling the last half of the season. They haven't been able to stop the run. You know, we'll see about the offensive line. I think there are some teams that have some great defenses that might be able to take advantage of the Patriots' offensive line. But every team this year has flaws. No team you look at in either conference say, oh, well, they're clearly the favorite. I think it's wide open. I think the Patriots have, you know, if not the best quarterback, then the second best quarterback in the AFC. It's Drake May and Josh Allen. And when you have a quarterback and you have a coach, you've got a chance. And so the Patriots, have as good a case as any team in the AFC to come out of it. You know, it's going to be a really fun tournament. I really do believe that any of the top, you know, three or four seeds could probably get to the Super Bowl in the AFC. The team I really like is actually the Jacksonville Jaguars, the number three seed. They're playing on fire right now and have a lot of elements that I think could beat the Patriots. But the Patriots are for real. Drake May is for real. He's got a very good chance at winning MVP. And this season has been rainbows and unicorns. I mean, Everything that has gone well, and it's been just like a really fun, unexpected season for the Patriots.
Well, you know, that leads me to this. And again, you cover professional sports. It's a business. And with football, especially with 53 guys in the locker room or whatever the number is, it's a different animal. And when you talk about millions of dollars being made, but yet team chemistry seems this, and I saw what Will Campbell said about, you know, it's the most fun he's had since high school. How, you know, as someone who knows, right? I mean, how much is that true? Like, is it really a group that does get along and has the chemistry that they seem to show?
It does seem it. And actually, it's funny you say that. On the Globe website right now, my colleague Nicole Yang has a fantastic article detailing how Vrabel, kind of forced everyone to really get to know each other in the spring. And he had everyone stand up in front of the team and reveal, you know, their hows and their whos and some of their heartbreaks and all the different things that motivate them and got them to where they are today. And I think you are seeing a very tight knit group right now that came together quickly because it is a lot of new faces. Now, of course, you win 14 games, you know, everything is hunky dory. I mean, there have been really very few negatives to the season, a couple early losses and that they were able to overcome. And, you know, when you win 10 straight games, I mean, of course, everyone's happy. And Stephon Diggs has been on his best behavior and has been a great teammate this year. And, everyone, of course, you know, everything Vrabel does has worked because, right, you know, they were 14-3. So it's all on the proof there. So we haven't really seen them have to go through much adversity. But I don't think there's any question that Vrabel's done a great job of being very intentional of building camaraderie and, building this team up quickly.
Ben Volen joining us, senior NFL writer with the Boston Globe. You go to bostonglobe.com. Today's piece focusing a little bit on the Chargers. And, you know, obviously Jim Harbaugh is at the helm here, and people know him from his days as a quarterback. And he's obviously went to the Super Bowl with the 49ers and had success in college, too. Having said the things you said, and, I know the Chargers because of my son. I know that their offensive line is decimated. I know Justin Herbert, their quarterback, who I think is great, has dealing with a broken bone and his non-throwing hand. They don't run the ball particularly great. But the spread is only 3.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
An interesting spread, and I think that's a sign that the Patriots still don't quite have the respect of everyone yet, that there's still some questions about were the Patriots just a team that beat up on the easiest schedule in the league. And, you know, they didn't really play many great quarterbacks during the year. Justin Herbert is probably right up there with Josh Allen as the best quarterbacks that the Patriots have faced. So I think it's just a sign that despite the 14 wins, you know, the public still isn't totally sold on the Patriots. I look at the matchup, and I think it's the best one possible for the Patriots.
Really?
The Chargers, I said before, I love the Jaguars. I really don't think the Patriots match up well with them right now. Same with the Texans. Their defense is ferocious, and I think could really create some problems for the Patriots' offensive line and, you know, turnovers and things like that that could really hurt you in the NFL. Whereas the Chargers, as you said, they're so injured right now. They're just kind of like a broken down team. They don't have much momentum. They've lost two straight games coming into this one. They sat all their starters in week 18 just to get some semblance of health. Justin Herbert's been running for his life this year. The Chargers lead the league in most offensive line combinations because they've had so many injuries there. You know, I just don't see the Chargers, you know, being a high octane enough team to be able to keep pace with Drake May and the Patriots offense, which has been phenomenal this year. So I then you factor in they have to travel 3,000 miles and it's cold weather for the Chargers. I like this matchup for the Patriots.
Again, it's Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. You go to bostonglobe.com. He's got a new piece out this morning. It's just been posted just 2 hours ago. A lot of it focusing on, you know, what the Patriots are going against. And obviously for you, you had a couple of years where it was brutal. I mean, when Belichick's tough enough to deal with, but when they stink, I have a lot of empathy for people who covered Belichick for all those years, and you're one of them because I don't think he's – unless you're a buddy of his, I don't think he's particularly nice. But my last question to you, we got about a minute here, is if the Patriots somehow lose the game, how does it impact what has been viewed as a really special season?
Yeah, it takes a little bit of the shine off the season, no question. To go from 14 wins and then be one and done in the playoffs, losing at home, it's not going to be a great feeling just because you never know. It feels like it's a great opportunity this year with the AFC being wide open, the Patriots being the number two seed, and you just never know when you're going to get that opportunity again. The Patriots should be a better team next year, but the schedule could be harder. The travel will be harder. Right. You know, the ball could bounce a few funny ways. So it's a great opportunity this year. That said, there's still going to be so much to feel good about. No one expected the team to be 14-3, so you're kind of playing with house money. And you know you've got the coach and the quarterback with Vrabel and Drake May. So free agents are going to want to come here. There's still going to be a lot of excitement going into next year. So even if they lose, it will be a bitter pill, but there's still a lot to be excited about for the Patriots.
Hey, listen, it's great to be able to tap into your knowledge and experience for us. So we really appreciate the time, Ben.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.